Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
He's in this fight with Uriah Hall, and he goes to kick Uriah Hall, and his leg breaks as Uriah Hall blocks the kick. And when you look at it in slow motion, I mean, his leg breaks and basically wraps around the leg of Uriah Hall. It's one of the most gruesome injuries I have seen. And he has a history of this because this actually happened the other way.
With Anderson Silva.
Yeah, where it was Weidman who was the one blocking the kick, and it was Silva with the leg breaking. But he had successful surgery, and we hope the best for him as he recovers. But I mean, that's just one of those things that you see it and you don't forget it.
Dude, prayers go out to that guy. This guy is a great guy. He's a great representative for us. And we had him in here. I think it was right after that Anderson Silva fight is when we had him in here. And he was just really getting started.
Sure.
You know? And, you know, he was a great champion. And to see it, that fight, end that way, it's just awful. Absolutely awful. So prayers go out to Chris and his family. And I don't know if he'll come back from something. I don't know. Do they come back from something like this? Did Anderson Silva ever regain what he once was?
Well, that's a question for a Pete Hoffman. I know he fought again for sure. But, yeah, I would think that, yes. I mean, a broken leg, if it's successful surgery.
Well, they'll probably put a rod in there, and that's exactly what happened to Tim Krumrie in our Super Bowl 23 in the first quarter. He snapped his leg, and then he actually came back and played, I guess, three or four more years after that. I guess the question you would have if you were a fighter like this, when you go to throw that kick again, is it gonna be able to remove that from your mind?
Yeah. Speaking of MMA and UFC guys, you see there's a Conor McGregor doppelganger that was arrested for selling drugs, claiming that he was Conor McGregor. So that he would go around, he made a fake business called McGregor Enterprises, and he does look like him. And it's so he McGregor Enterprises, and he would hand people business cards, and he would sell drugs out of his car. And then when the cops pulled him over, they said, "What's your name?" He goes, "Oh, my name's Connor." And like he had a fake ID and everything. He does look like him.
So did the cops let him off because his name was Connor? Or
no, cops, of course not. They were like, first of all, you're not Connor McGregor because, I mean, you're not Conor McGregor. You're not driving around selling drugs out of your car.
Where was this? Where was it? Where did this happen?
This was in England.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, come on. Does that help your drug business?
Yeah, I would think that it would.
But I'd be right off the bat.
It's all about marketing. You know that.
But right off the bat, if I was someone who was out there trying to buy drugs and I saw someone say, "Hey, I'm Conor McGregor selling you drugs," I'm like, "No, you're not. Conor McGregor's not dry. I mean, he's one of the most famous fighters in the world."
So what are you selling?
Who, me?
No, not you. What is this guy pretending to be Conor McGregor selling?
Well, drugs.
Yeah, okay, so he's selling them to a bunch of drug addicts. How the hell do they know who the hell he is? All they want is their drugs. That's all they want.
This is what I'm saying. Like, I don't know why you have to impersonate somebody to sell the drugs. The drugs sell themselves.
You go to the local crack house, you say, "Guess where I got my drugs from?"
Oh.
Conor McGregor.
Oh, okay.
That kind of thing.
Oh, so then that's how word of mouth? And then let me get Conor McGregor's number to get these
drugs? Could you imagine if somebody was out there, I don't know, looking like Phil Simms and said, "Hey, I'm Phil Simms and I'm selling drugs."
"What do you want today, huh? You want a little cocaine?" Yeah, I mean, that would be insane.
Now, isn't Phil Simms doing like some sort of a draft show on CBS Sports Network?
I thought he was supposed to be on with us.
I thought he was.
We're efforting that right now.
I mean, his agent called me.
Wait a second. What do you mean?
I reached out to his agent to see if he was coming on.
His agent made a big deal out of it with me.
His agent said, "I thought so. Hang on."
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That was supposed to be today.
How does his agent not even know?
I'm not sure.
Isn't that show tonight?
I think so, yeah.
It's something that's on this network, right?
Yeah, CBS Sports Network.
So today would be the day.
Hey, Stephen Waldron.
Hey, Steve, you there? Stephen Waldron.
Stephen.
You have a good weekend, Steve?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, what's up, man?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
What the hell's going on with Phil Simms?
I'm checking the schedule now.
Oh, what's on tonight, if that draft show's on tonight? Is it like a Monday morning QB with Adam Schein draft show with Phil Simms? Is that what this is?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
The quarterback show.
I hope they don't have to bump like World's Strongest Man.
So they're doing the Monday QB show with Phil Simms. Anybody else, or is it just Phil Simms?
It is Wednesday night.
Oh.
9 o'clock.
Wednesday night at 9.
And that's the first time it airs. That's not the second time it airs.
It's a live show. That other pregame show, draft special.
Oh, okay. That other pregame show, draft special. Okay. So
that other pregame show, draft special. That's a lot of words.
It is, yeah.
He might be on that. I don't know. But there also is a quarterback show airing tonight.
Oh, there is a quarterback show airing.
So, do you know who's on that, or is that Phil Simms only, or?
I doubt it's just him. I don't.
What the hell did Phil Simms' agent say?
He says he's still checking.
He's checking on.
So what? But what did Phil Simms' agent say he was promoting?
Well, actually, I had to reach out to Phil Simms' agent because you were referencing he's supposed to be on today. So I said, is Phil Simms calling in this morning to promote the draft show he is doing tonight?
Is he doing that tonight? Because you and I both received an email from Phil Simms' agent.
Yeah. Wait, is it that your agent also?
Different guy.
Not in this case. It's not.
Oh.
Well, I mean, no. Technically, he is the same guy. But he's working for Phil right now. He's not working for me.
Correct.
Why would Boomer want to do a draft show?
Sure.
You'd rather be on the radio in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Be on the radio in the middle of the night for free. What the hell is going on? Uh-oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Now what do you got?
Oh, man.
Text message?
I got something. Drew Kalisky sent in.
Oh, wow.
So when Drew sent something in, now you got to pay attention.
Right. Let him know that Stephen Waldron's working hard for us. Maybe we can get a promotion.
Phil's show is tonight.
Okay.
Burline, Simms, and Schein.
Okay.
It's an NFL draft 2021. Oh, yes, it is.
You know he gets extra fired up for stuff like this.
When he works with Phil.
Oh, when he
this goes back to the origination of the Monday QB show.
Yeah, it's just going to be
with
screaming.
Shine and Phil.
It's just screaming. It's no words. It's just. Well, that's right, Adam. It's an exciting time. Calm down. It'll be okay. I know you're excited about Zach Wilson. Yeah. all right, let's go to Brantley in North Carolina. What's going on, Brantley?
Good morning. I was just calling to get Boomer's opinion as to how the Jets came about of the conclusion that Zach Wilson is better than Justin Fields.
Well, I'll tell you what. I wasn't in the meeting rooms with them. Their scouts, their coaches, and everybody did a deep dive in all of these quarterbacks because you never know who's going to fall to you or who may be there. I mean, who knows? I'm not saying it would happen. It's not going to happen. But Jacksonville could have taken Zach Wilson. Next thing you know, Trevor Lawrence is there. So you have to do your deep dive on all these players. You got to meet all these players. You got to do all the background checks. You got to watch every throw. You got to go see them in their pro days. You got to see them in their for their physicals when you have to go over all their medicals. And to me, the thing, and I said this here 8 weeks ago now, when I watched the tape of Zach Wilson in real games, and I don't care who he's playing against, because Josh Allen was playing against lesser talent and he's playing with lesser talent. I would tell you the thing that jumped out at me in regards to Zach Wilson was the accuracy. And, the arm strength is there because you can't be accurate if you don't have the arm strength. And the accuracy in real time and real speed and the footwork were the things that jumped out at me. Now, I still haven't met the kid, so I don't know what he's like personally. But Joe Douglas does. Rob Saleh knows. Mike LaFleur knows. And it seems like they're all jacked up and feel pretty confident about who the kid is.
And they're not alone. I mean, there's a lot of people that feel good about Zach Wilson right now. I mean, you hear some of the comparisons. It's insanity. One of the guys we were just talking about, Steve Berline, said he's like Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, and Joe Montana. So,
all right. So, I mean, but will that translate to becoming a successful NFL quarterback? You see all the stuff. We all see it. And, you know, most of the passes are hit his receivers in the chest. You know, it looks good when there's nobody covering them. But in the NFL, a lot of those passes are not going to get completed simply because there's going to be guys draped all over the intending receivers.
Does he look younger than any other quarterback who has come out in the draft in the last 10 years?
Sam Darnold looked young.
Yeah, I think Sam looks older than Zach Wilson does.
Wow.
Zach Wilson looks like a 12-year-old. Now, I know that. Now, Justin Herbert, when he got his hair cut, he looked very young as well. Yeah. Remember that? He shaved his face, got his hair cut.
You remember Sam Darnold came into the league. He was 20 years old.
Yeah.
20 years old, man.
I know.
And they completely screwed him up.
Well, he's got another shot. I mean, think about it. Matt Rhule, Robbie Anderson, and Sam Darnold.
DJ Moore.
No, but I'm talking
Christian
about
McCaffrey.
But hold on.
Oh, they all could have been with the Jets.
Right.
Right. I switch.
That those guys.
Yeah.
Taking the Carolina Panthers to the postseason. That'll be interesting.
And
all
Joe
right.
Brady. Any word back from the agent yet?
Nothing yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
I shocked the market. I get it. Frances McDormand won Best Actress, and that won Best Picture. I started watching that movie, then fell asleep midway through. Okay. And then
not a great endorsement, Greg.
Woke up, tried to watch some more, and could not. But now that it's won, maybe I'll go back and try to win again. I mean, try to watch it again because it's won. But yeah, I mean that was a big one. Father with Anthony Hopkins was a big one.
Never heard of that either.
Minari was a big one.
No.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Those are the ones. One Night in Miami was a big one.
Al, buzz
was
that or the no one? Buzz, Al?
Was that the one?
No
about,
buzz at all.
No buzz at all.
Was that the one about Muhammad Ali and
yes.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
I wanted to see that. Okay.
Yeah, One Night in Miami. So, yeah, those are the ones that I remember. I mean, I don't know. I remember when I first started, we did the movies, and I did those movie videos and all that stuff. I was into the Oscars and watched all the films. That was like the last time I was really into it.
Well, you got a kid, you got a new house, you got Adirondack chairs. Manny in Bloomfield. Manny, what's happening?
Boomer and Gio. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Manny? Oh, yeah. What's going on, Manny?
So, G.
Yeah.
I can solve your issue with your Adirondack chairs.
Let me hear it.
I was supposed to make Adirondack chairs for a friend's housewarming party. But if I pick them off you, it serves two purposes. One, get them off your hands. Two, I can lie and say I made them, or I'll tell them you gave it to them. How's that?
Okay, but it's a long way away, Bloomfield, to where I am, Manny. You want to make that trip just for these chairs?
Absolutely.
You would.
Why can't he just make a trip into the city one day and just?
Because I'm not lugging those things in here.
And you have an F-150.
Yeah, but I got to carry him out to the truck. Someone's coming to the door and just taking him. It's too much. I can't leave him in the truck. So then I have to
put him right in the back seat. Back seat up. The back seat is huge.
Yeah, he'll walk out of the station. It'll be two swingers in the bed of his truck.
Right. I mean, I don't understand you don't want to pick up the
chairs. I don't want.
Man,
they're heavy.
You are becoming increasingly more bougie by the day.
I mean, I just want to deal with these things. You know, I mean, that's the really the issue.
Do you want to make a trade with Manny or what? Manny, what are you going to give Gio for the Adirondack chairs?
Well, I'm coming out and doing him the favor. I mean, I don't know if I have to get. I said I would give a bottle of Casamigos.
All right.
How's that, G?
Well, I got enough Casamigos to last me a lifetime at this point, Manny. The other thing that showed up at my door was two cases, one Blanco, one Reposado, and then three bottles of Añejo on Friday. So I was stocked for Cinco de Mayo. So I'm good with that for the time being. But it sounds too complicated to me. Take them into the city. There's got to be someone in my neighborhood that'll just take them.
Well, I told you, if you put them together, and I know how you're a big box guy, and then you get your twine and you tie up your boxes and do, and you can practice at that by doing this. And you put them out on the front lawn and say, take me, please, for free.
Oh, they'll take them, yeah.
Somebody will take them.
I told you about the garbage pirates that were at my other house when I was getting rid of everything, moving, you know, the garbage pickers. They're unbelievable. Jerry, you want these things before I give them away?
I do not. Eddie? I cannot look at a home anymore with red Adirondack chairs and think anything but swingers.
This is the problem. Eddie, you're interested in these chairs?
Potentially.
Are you? Okay, good. See, I'd lug them in for Eddie. I'm not lugging them in for a stranger. But I'd lug them in for you. You don't need them assembled?
Well, no. Okay. I like putting stuff together.
Okay, good.
Would they fit in a CRV or
sure.
No?
Yeah, they would.
Both? Yeah. Are they flat?
They're flat.
Oh, I see.
So they're in flat boxes. You can put the back seat down.
Oh, then they'd be even going my Honda Fit if I knocked
sure.
The seats down.
Yeah. So you want me to bring them in for you?
Sure.
All right, perfect. There we go. Problem solved.
I can't say I'm going to put them on the front lawn, but I would put them in the back.
I'm sorry you were mistaken. These are just chairs for me and my wife to relax in. We're not inviting sex. I know there's been a bit of a misconception out there that these mean that we want to have sex with other couples, but it does not. We're just here to relax. All right, Jerry, got an update for us or what?
Brought to you by Stressless, available at Stickley Furniture and Mattress. Visit shopstickley.com. We do, as a matter of fact, and we'll start with the basketball because it was the return of Kevin Durant in Brooklyn yesterday.
Out top, Irving. Kyrie feeds to Durant. Five to shoot. KD one-on-one with Paul. Right around him to the rim and a two-hand slam for Kevin Durant. Says to Chris Paul, you can't guard me. Nets take the lead with 6:40 to go in the third.
You know, speaking of that, that was Chris Carino on the Fan. They had him guarding Ayton many points of this game, which I thought was pretty interesting. Nets wound up beating the Suns 128-119. Durant had 33. He came off the bench to do it, 12 of 21 as he played for the first time after bruising his thigh in Miami last week. Kyrie Irving had 34 points, 12 assists. Here was Durant's thoughts on not starting and being a bench player in his return.
Just deal with it, adapt to the situation. Coach asked me today if I wanted to start or come off the bench, and I felt like it would be a bigger challenge for me to focus in and lock in if I came off the bench.
And that's what he did. This was the quote you were talking about last hour, G. Was this a litmus test game for the Nets?
Just another game. I think they look at us as a measuring stick, too. You know, they're fresh on the scene as an elite team, so, you know, this is pretty new to them.
Yeah, well, they are an elite team, and now they all have another measuring stick game when they take on the red-hot New York Knickerbockers tonight at Madison Square Garden, back-to-back nights for the Suns. This was interesting. Blake Griffin had 16 points, hit a couple of threes. He's been making those at a pretty good clip.
It's just the way the game's going. It's crazy, but I mean, even when I first came in like 10, 11 years ago, you know, I was like a just straight-up post player. You know, the only time I'd be on the perimeter is going up to defend a screen.
But now he
can
shoot
threes. And by the way, he looks like he's rejuvenated.
He looks great.
He does. Yeah. He does. He looks great.
Really good player for them.
Stuck in Detroit like, what?
You're right.
And now, all of a sudden, around the big,
one and a half? Sure.
Half a one, three, I'm not really sure, but whatever it is, he looks great.
He does. And this was Steve Nash talking about shooting threes. This is actually concerning to me.
I'd like us to shoot more threes, frankly, but we have some terrific mid-range shooters.
Thank God. More threes? I mean, good Lord. They shoot a million of them already.
Speaking of the big three, did you see the thing that Evan Roberts tweeted out over the weekend where it was a season ticket ad that the Brooklyn Nets put out there? It said, join the crowd or whatever for 2021-2022. And it had Kevin Durant, James Harden, and Joe Harris. Those are the three players that they used.
Well, they weren't sure if Kyrie was going to show up or not.
No Kyrie.
But here's the thing. Could you imagine what the NBA should just do is they should just play the game from three-point line to three-point line. And then this way, nobody has to run, and you don't have to worry about minutes or any of
that
stuff.
I like that idea. Yeah, it's great.
No, I don't care for that.
It's awesome.
And you can't get a rebound until it rolls outside the three-point line.
Yeah. No, I think it'd be awesome. I think this is the type of disruption that we need in pro sports, type of deal.
Everybody wants to try to make the game faster and better and more fluid.
Right.
So just play it in between the three-point lines.
Perfect. I'd rather take the three-point line away, but I understand.
Well, I've said
point.
That too, but everybody snarfed at me after that.
Well, because it's not going to happen, unfortunately.
Snarfed. Yes, you all are
snarf,
snarfing.
Snarf.
You're all snarfing at me.
Anyway, we mentioned tonight, Suns-Knicks. Knicks have won 9 in a row. They're 34-27, tied with Atlanta for 4th. Here was R.J. Barrett after they beat the pants off Toronto on Saturday on MSG. He says, our efforts are paying off.
We put everything into this game. Every day we work extremely hard, and you know, we're just out here every day trying to make the fans proud, trying to make New York proud, and just trying to win games.
How about that, kid?
Logan. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hawks beat the Bucks yesterday 111-104. Hornets over the Celtics 125-104, and the Warriors and Steph Curry beat the Kings 117-113. 7 threes for Curry. All right, we get to the baseball. Let's start with the winning baseball from Sunday. Yankees had a great weekend, but they did not have a good Sunday. The Mets, meantime, wound up making it a winning weekend for them as well.
Here's the 3-1 to Davis. Swung on, hit in the air, center field and deep. Robles back onto the track in front of the wall. He jumps. It's gone. A home run. J.D. Davis.
Nice and early.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
Hi,
Howie. How you doing? You know, J.D. Davis keeps doing this. He'll keep playing third base no matter how bad it gets.
You're right about that. And he hit a home run yesterday. They wound up winning 4-0. Here he is on SNY. Why it's worked out for him offensively so far.
Just keeping it simple. I think a lot of it has to do with Chile and Slater and all them back there are working in the back. I've just been staying short to the baseball.
And it has worked. And you had the good defense, Albert.
Staying what? Staying
short to the baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Staying tight and short.
That's right. Staying tight and short. You know what that means.
Tight and short.
Yeah.
You were an award winner in baseball. You know what that means. Here was Albert Almora Jr., the center fielder, who had that great catch. He says no choice, had to do it.
Taiwan, it was throwing an unbelievable game. And with two outs like that, it was going to be really difficult for me to not catch that ball if the ball stayed in the ballpark. So I was going to leave it all out there and, you know, look at it, stayed in.
Yeah, it did stay in, and he made the catch. It was outstanding. Here was Pete Alonso on the catch.
Oh, that was such a sexy catch. I got so fired up.
I mean, this guy's a weirdo.
Weirdo?
Yeah, Alonzo's weird. Listen,
he's goofy.
Yeah, he's goofy. Yeah,
that's the word I would use.
That's fine. Same thing. Another one says things starting to click a little bit.
I'm really excited. I think that really there's a lot of good things that come from today.
So much so, he's already thinking about October.
Every single day we're learning, and anything that we can pick up in order to benefit ourselves throughout the season and later on in the postseason, we're going to do that.
Every year.
March and April, somebody says it on that team.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't matter. Who's there, who's not there, somebody says it. I remember it was Nimmo a couple years ago. He was like, so when we're in the World Series, we'll be able to do some of the same stuff. Woo. Come on, guys.
A little premature, I would say.
God.
Yeah. Mets are off today. They'll take on the Red Sox tomorrow. As for the Yankees.
You guys forget the Mets had that whole practice celebration of winning Game 7. You remember that?
Yes.
So it's ingrained in their minds.
They're already thinking about Game 7 of the World Series.
And winning.
Yeah. Hey, listen. Positive thoughts, right?
Right.
Positive energy.
Cybernetics.
Here was the Yankees falling to the Indians on Sunday.
Luplo drills one to deep left field. That's a base hit over the head of Frazier. Reyes scores and on to second with a double. is Luke Lowe, and the Indians now have taken a 6-3 lead.
And they'd win 7-3 as Austin Hedges would add an RBI single. And so Cleveland avoids the sweep. The Yankees denied the sweep. Here was Aaron Boone. Not a great day, but certainly a solid series.
I feel like as far as where we are right now as a club, you know, I feel like we're in a good spot to hopefully go out and continue to play well.
Yeah, with bad teams ahead of them, they should take
care
of business. So
was it true that in the offseason that there were trade talks between the Angels and the Yankees that could have included Aaron Judge?
Yeah, but if you read the article, it's like very preliminary. They didn't even get to the point where what players would go back. Like one phone call was made.
So, I mean, if I'm Cashman, I'm calling you. Hey, you know, I like Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, probably not. I don't think that's going to work out.
Really?
Sorry.
Okay, so then we've had a conversation, and his name popped up.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it didn't sound... It's one of those things. It was a classic headline grab.
Yep.
And then you read it, and it was like they were almost apologizing within the article for making that the headline.
100% clickbait.
Oh, yeah,
Who wrote the article again?
I don't know.
Buster Olney.
Was it Buster Olney? Yeah.
Now, somebody should bust him in the mouth.
Wow.
For that.
Violence.
That is violence.
I mean, come on, man. You can't say that Aaron Judge was on the trading block.
He wasn't.
He wasn't.
But the headline said it was.
And then
Buster Olney wrote something.
Talks. That's what
I usually feel bad for the writers, though, in these articles, because they don't write the headlines.
Yeah, I mean, there's another one I just read this morning about how Lamar Jackson, like, don't be surprised if the Ravens... got their two picks and moved up and took a quarterback and then traded Lamar Jackson. I mean, it's another one of those things.
Well, funny you mention that. He is on that list where he has not gotten his fifth-year option cemented yet.
And I see the Panthers aren't going to pick up theirs on, what's his name?
Sam Darnold.
Yes, until after the draft, right?
Yeah. See what happens.
Could end up with a quarterback.
I think because Sam Darnold would cost somewhere around $18 million, a fifth-year option.
Oof-ah.
And if he costs $18 million a fifth-year option, Lamar Jackson will cost what?
$90 million.
Because it is now tied to Pro Bowls and all sorts of awards and things. So I'm not sure what Lamar Jackson's fifth-year option would be.
Oh, the NFL draft, of course, this week we do get there. And I know it was the Sabres, but the Rangers did win Sunday.
Out to Adam Fox. Back to Capo Caco. Now Philip Hedl. Kreider set up in front. Nice pass through. They score!
And they wound up beating the Sabres 6-3. Couple of goals for Kako on the day or the night. And Mika Zibanejad with three goals. He had the old hat trick. 31 saves for
He's Capo Kako. Now, Boomer is sure going loco.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Zibanejad.
And by the way, Mike Zibanejad, that's his third hat trick of the season, Al.
Oh, nice.
It would have been nice if one of those would have come in the first 10 games.
But... Yes, that would have been very helpful. Yes.
Man, that Kako song is such a great song. Never get a chance to play it.
What do you mean? He's playing his ass off. The kid's finally figuring it out. He looks great.
Well, finally. That's my point. Well,
he's only been here a year. But still, and last year was a pandemic shortened season.
For Capo Kako.
Put a Letty in there.
Hockey's his passion. On the ice, he'll be slashing. It's Capo. Boomer fell in love with Capo Caco.
I like Eddie. little background singing.
Chiming in. And the Devils lost a game on Sunday. Not that anybody cares, but they were 3-1 with a minute and a half to go.
That's amazing.
The Flyers scored two goals in 60 seconds.
3-1 with a minute and a half to go?
Under 2 minutes. I think they scored the first goal with 1:36 left, and then they scored the second goal with about 30-something seconds to go.
I hear Chico Resch just brings his iPad in and watches Netflix now during the game.
It's tough. It is tough. They've lost 10 straight games to have the Devils. So, and there you have it for this hour.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
I keep reading the amount of water you're supposed to drink in a day. Like, it always changes. So I started seeing this thing. I actually saw Darren from the 7 Line put this out there. It's some giant bottle that's got 64 ounces in it. And on, like, the every line, it's got, like, good morning. And then, like, you know, 7 a.m. Then 9 a.m. This is how much. And then 3 o'clock, keep going and drink and drink and drink. It's supposed to be 64 ounces. And you're supposed to drink one of those in a day, and that's supposed to handle how much water you're supposed to drink.
Are you mixing that up with the tequila?
You know me too well.
Yes.
But then, so I'm thinking, all right, let me drink one of these a day, and that's what the water you're supposed to drink, because they made these bottles, and this is what you're supposed to drink. So then I read somewhere else that at my weight, which right now is 225 pounds.
Fluctuating.
But I'm honest with you, I'm 225 right now.
Yeah, I know, you're a fluctuator.
I am. I'm a yo-yo, as they call them. So that I need to drink, allegedly, 140 ounces of water a day. That's got to be fakakta, right? 140 ounces. So two of those giant things and then some? I mean, I'd never stop going to the bathroom.
I would pee in my bed.
Yes, all day long. Yes, Al. Exactly. So then I'm like, and it's like a effort to be drinking that much water. And you know me, an effort.
Yeah, and it's uncomfortable, like, and you probably feel bloated.
I'm sitting there all day. I did it over the weekend trying to stay hydrated. I'm like, I can't do this every day. This is crazy. And then I read Tom Brady drinks like something like 250 ounces of water a day. Remember, you tried that once and almost got yourself sick?
Well, I almost drowned.
Right.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
So what's the answer?
Somewhere in between. Moderation. Everything in moderation, G. Come on now. You know that.
But water, I thought...
Try to be practical about it.
But I thought water was one of those things that you could just have as much, like every
could
bit of water
is good
for you.
If everybody did that, we'd have a shortage of water then.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what to, I thought that it was good to be hydrated.
But do you feel good?
No, I don't. That's why I wanted to drink some more.
Well, maybe you need to get into some exercise. I mean, you know, that would help.
Let's not go that far.
No, but I think that would help.
Well, the weather's warming up, so maybe I'll get out for a walk or two.
You'd be sharpening your... How come you don't bike ride anymore?
It's a good question. Well, the weather's been terrible.
Not really.
Well, I...
Making excuses.
That's not an excuse. I don't know. I haven't been...
Don't you feel the need to, like, just do something to make your brain, like, you know, on fire?
Exercise-wise?
Exercise, man.
I mean, I'm
sharpen
always
your
doing something. There's always something to do.
No, you're not exercising.
But I'm not exercising.
I mean,
but
if you take your margarita Saturday when you're blasting your Sonos, you know, and lifting your hand, that's not exercise.
Well, you got to be able to enjoy yourself along the way.
I'm all for that, too.
You understand what I'm saying? Finally, you take that away from me on the weekends. I've got no reason to live. Come on.
Well, within reason.
Well, you know what I'm saying. But, yeah, I mean, I'll be all in. I was the one who last year at this time said, let's go and meet each other at Schultz Ford and Quag and get on the bike. That was me. I said, are you ready to do it? You were like, I don't know.
I don't think that was Schultz Ford. I think it was something else. Otis.
Otis Ford. Yeah, sorry.
Yes.
I don't know. Where is Schultz?
Schultz.
That might be a Pittsburgh one.
Actually, Schultz Ford?
I think it might be in Pittsburgh. That's what's in my head.
It's got to be a Schultz Ford somewhere.
I think it's in Pittsburgh. That's where I got that from. But yeah, Otis Ford.
No, wait. Time out. Yeah. I was riding consistently.
But that was my idea that day. My point is, I know you
need more ideas. Come up with some more ideas.
Well, I can't right now because I'm not in shape. But it's just, you know how it is with
right, me.
I'm all in or I'm all out. There's no balance. And right now, I'm all out.
Oh, here we go. Now we're going to get into the water per day conversation.
I wasn't really looking for calls on that. I was just more guidance. And
might
I remembered,
as well get them.
And I remembered your experience where you basically almost drowned yourself.
There was no way.
You almost drowned yourself.
Right.
You had to get up in the middle of the night four or five times. You couldn't sleep.
Yeah,
it was terrible. Like a miserable, absolutely miserable. Mark in Fort Lauderdale. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, man.
Good. Hey, Gio, I just wanted to connect with you, man. So I lost 80 pounds last year during the pandemic, and it was, you know, I had to study a lot of different patterns on things to do. So with the water situation, it's actually half your body weight in ounces. So you said you're about 225, so you're looking at about 112 ounces of water a day.
112 ounces of water. And how did you come up with this? Who did you trust? Because no matter where you go, someone's got a different opinion on it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, whether it's a trainer or a nutritionist, they're all going to put their own spin on things. But the nutritionist and trainer that I partnered up with during my, you know, transformation, whatever you want to call it, that's who I trusted.
Your journey, Mark? Your weight loss journey?
My weight loss journey, yeah, quote unquote.
Very good. Well, I appreciate that. Sorry, what are you at these days? I know you're down, you're pretty low. You're at like your playing weight these days.
Well, I'm like 242.
242. So you should be drinking 121 ounces of water a day.
Forget that.
Let's get on it.
Stevie and Beacon. Stevie, what's happening?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
All what's right, up, how man? You doing, Stevie?
Well, I'm listening to the water challenge discussion over here, and the science is right. And what that gentleman just said previously from Florida is you need to drink at least a gallon of water per day. It releases the toxins out of your body. It keeps your skin supple and soft. And it's also good for your overall health for the simple reason that the only way to transfer any bad fluids out of your body is through water, through your blood cells, and that's the way you're going to lose weight and feel healthier.
I will say, you know, one of the attributes of Gio is supple and soft.
Yeah, supple and soft.
Yo, like, one of them, I think of Gio, I think supple and soft.
Right. It's just the hair that changes everything. You know, supple, soft, and hairy. Those are the three things.
No, but when you get like to your neck up,
yeah,
I see a tough guy.
Oh, do you?
I do. It's neck up, tough guy, neck down, yeah. Soft and soft.
Supple and soft. Let's go to
my ass.
Eric's in Miami. What's up, Eric?
What's going on, Gio?
Hey, man.
Ever since I closed April 7th, you know where I work out? The Home Depot. I've gone 25 times in the past 2 weeks and spent $10,000. I don't have enough money to eat, so that's how I lose weight.
That's how he loses weight. So yeah. If you remember, Eric was also moving into a new place.
I do, yes.
Right. So, Eric, how's that going? It's a little back and forth to Home Depot, it sounds like.
Well, I paid yesterday a plumbing fee on a Sunday. And I had the smart idea of changing, upgrading to some nice plumbing fixtures for the shower, and I think that backfired on me. That was a nice $1,000 on a Sunday for me. I had water splashing everywhere, thinking I could do it myself.
Yeah, you can't just stop, Eric.
What do you do for a living, Eric?
I'm an import-export.
All right, well, just, well, what are you importing and exporting?
Whatever you guys want to import and export.
Oh, I see. Okay. But here's the point. You just work on the importing and exporting and let other people do the things that they can do and do it right.
Well, if you can lend me some of those millions of dollars you have, Boomer, I could do that right for you.
Look, I've worked very hard for those millions of dollars, by the way.
I'm on Gio's level right now.
Okay. You and Gio are doing just fine.
Well, yeah, and by the way, still with furniture,
yes.
You order furniture, it's like 14 to 16 weeks for it to come. 14 to 16 weeks! So, I mean, he's in an import-export. I look like I'm living in a stash house. You walk into my house. But it takes a long time for whatever reason.
Papio, what's happening?
Hey, it's Papio. How are you?
Hey, Papio.
Papio. You,
Boomer, on the return of the shirt.
Yeah.
Spring has sprung here.
Yes, it has. I brought it out just for that. And I felt like today's going to be a nice day. And, you know, we're getting ready to go into summer. And I feel pretty good about it.
How much water does that shirt take?
Yeah, I don't know, but the shirt does look good. I don't care what you say.
Yeah, no, that shirt is a spring summer staple for Boomer.
And more people know this shirt than any other shirt I wear.
Yeah, I commented to Al. I said, you know, that shirt's back. I love it on him.
Oh, is that what you
said?
Thank you, Eddie. I appreciate it.
He did, yeah.
It's just I don't know. Red. I should, because of Beast Islip, but I don't.
Yeah, but red with your skin tone and mine is not usually great. But you got your tanner today, so it works.
And plus this is kind of like a washed out red.
Yeah. Also true. Bright red, no good.
Yeah.
He's a little tanner today. What do you mean?
Yeah, he looks like he was out in the sun all weekend.
Were you?
I was riding bike.
Okay. It's supposed to be like 80 on Wednesday, by the way.
I'll be on the golf course.
Oh, will you?
Yeah, oh,
excuse me.
Yep.
Where are you playing?
Can't tell you.
Why
not?
It's
a secret.
Come on. It's a secret.
Maybe he's golfing with the new PD.
Oh, is that what's going on?
It's a secret.
Are you golfing with the new program director? Is that what's happening?
No, I'm not. Carol in Point Pleasant. Carol, what's happening?
I'm on my way to work. What's happening with you?
Oh, we're at work. So what do you want to talk about?
I would like to talk about the weight problem and the water.
Yeah, water intake. Yeah, go for it, Carol.
I would like to encourage you to keep it up. My nutritionist has me drink 100 ounces a day. And in the 18 months I've been doing that, I'm down 60 pounds.
Oh, you got to be doing other stuff, right? Exercising and eating right and all that.
I exercise very little because I sit at a desk for 8.5 hours a day. And when I get home, I'm tired. I try to do maybe a little walk or a half an hour of yoga. She asked me for 2 hours a week of exercise, which is not onerous, and to eat smartly.
Well,
Gio has a Peloton.
Yeah.
But I got him.
And I've been on that thing a lot.
Now basically it's just holding up towels.
That's not true. No, it's not. I've used it a lot.
Is it hard to get on the Peloton for 20 minutes?
And by the way,
Leanne Hainsby for 20 minutes, boom, you're done.
And you keep, I already had a Peloton. You got to remember that. I bought my own Peloton. It just so happened that you ended up getting me a different bike that turned into a Peloton. Just remember, I already did buy a Peloton.
So now you have two Pelotons?
No. We talked about this story already. I had to give the other Peloton.
Which one? The one I gave you or the one you already had?
Of course not, because I'd hear about it forever.
Right.
But that's the only reason why.
Well, get on that damn thing. Eddie, you're fat ass on that thing?
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, Boomer.
I'd like to keep you guys. You guys worry about me being around here. Oh, you got to stay until you're 70. And I'm like, how about you guys are going to die before I am?
That's a fair point.
I don't think so. I won't. Eddie might. I'm not going to die before you. I'm 30 years younger than you. It would have to be a tragedy. It would be a car accident or something.
Well, your headless funerals,
headless
they happen.
Headless funeral situation. There's no way. You can't be that cocky.
When's the last time you had your heart checked on?
What are you talking about? I get a physical every year.
I'm going to send you to my heart doctor.
You think I've got a bad heart?
I don't want you to have a bad heart.
I'm fine. I'm totally healthy. I get a check.
That plaque hanging off your heart, and you're going to need stents. I could see it coming.
I'm going to need stents. I've got also. I'm fine. I'm totally fine.
Yeah, keep telling yourself that. And pat yourself on the back, too, and hit yourself in the ass on the way out.
How did me talking about how much water I should drink in a day, now I've got a bad heart and I need stents?
I just want to make sure
ridiculous.
That you check, because you're saying you're not exercising.
I didn't even bring that up.
No, yes, you did.
Well, you're the one who was like, well, you got to move, fatso.
That's what's going to happen. You get over your fat ass. You're going
to
have a heart attack.
How about you and their comorbidity? I mean,
it's impossible to have a conversation with you about anything without it coming back to, well, Eddie's going to die. Gio's going to die. You're too fat ass. Losers. Bought you a Peloton. I bought you a Peloton. You didn't really buy me a Peloton. Yes, I did. I bought anyone. Is your fat ass on it?
All that's true. All that is 100% true.
Come on. Look,
I don't like getting into these discussions.
I just want to talk about water. I talked about drinking
and
water.
And then our caller started calling in saying you got to drink this much water to lose that much weight. And I'm like, how about some activity? How about just, you know, getting out of your seat and walking to the bathroom?
Well, I did that. Just okay, last break.
Nice.
A little winded.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Quite honest with you.
It's the morning show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.